New Fit 603 Commercial, the Emporia Public Library, 110 East 6th, compliments of Cargill, IHOP 2831 West 18th, Mel's Tire 915 Graham, Next Tech Wireless on Industrial in the Flint Hills Mall, and Trox Gallery and Gifts and Gravel City Roasters 715 Commercial.
On December 7th, we'll present your donations to SOS, Spartan Stop, and the Salvation Army for distribution. KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9 thank the host businesses for making the Mitten Trees possible and you for making them meaningful. Happy holidays.
It's the season of Thanksgiving, and the Emporia Farmers Market is thankful for its amazing vendors and faithful customers. We couldn't provide this community of local producers without your support. We especially want to thank ESB, the Babinger Foundation, and Waters Hardware for their steadfast contributions to the town of Emporia and the greater Lyon County area. We believe our farmers market is a great destination for community growth and local stability. You can enjoy the market all winter on the first and third Saturdays of the month at Waters Hardware from 10 a.m. to noon.
Looking for a rewarding career? Hostess Brands is seeking a second shift production supervisor responsible for managing production operations, personnel, and safety for their specific product line. Hostess Brands offers a competitive wage starting at $70,000 a year and a benefit package including health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, paid time off, and paid holidays. Please apply online at hostessbrands.com. No phone calls, please. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey folks, Mark Crowley, General Sales Manager here at Clint Boyer Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Toyota. I first want to say thank you to all of our customers who put their trust in us over the years. Building relationships is what it's about. Next, I want to tell you about our Black Friday sales event already happening. We have almost every vehicle discounted, which results in huge savings. We also have a gift card with every purchase that is valued up to $500. So while you're shopping Emporia First, you can have extra money to spend. This event goes through Monday, November 27th. Be sure to mention you heard it on the radio. We look forward to serving you, and from our family to yours, have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning to you on a Tuesday, 8:24. It is time for the Emporia Showcase, generally with USD 250 to 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, but Dr. Harder under the weather this morning, so Lindell Langren, who handles communications for our school district here, will be sitting in. I can tell you our program this morning, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice, ESFCU, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
There's lots to be thankful for at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. We are constantly investing in new and improved products and services to serve all of your financial needs. Come see all that we have to offer or learn more at esfcu.com or text or call us at 620-342-2336. Your locally, federally insured credit union by the NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
KVOE, we are live and we are local. Happy that you're with us here on this Tuesday, and welcome to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253, not superintendent, but director of communications, Lindell Langren. Lindell, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having us this morning. We appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Always good to talk to you. Things going well?
We have the holidays coming up with Thanksgiving this week, and so looking forward to a few days off for our students and staff and a much-needed break. And like I said, we're doing a lot of things and a lot of things happening and a lot of good things in the district, and so today we want to talk about the seasonal celebration.
My seasonal celebration already, and we've got quite a cast in here with us that will be telling us all about that event coming up December 13th and 14th. But first, Lindell, we always kick the program off with some hashtag Emporia Proud Moments. So for Dr. Harder here this morning, take it away.
Absolutely. I've got several different things here that are on my list, and so I'll start kind of sharing what some of those things are. First off, last week we celebrated American Education Week, and so, you know, through that week, we, you know, just want to let our staff know that we appreciate each and every one of them for all that they do, all the hard work each and every day for our students and families in the district. In support of that, we delivered over 1,500 chocolate chip cookies throughout the buildings, cookies for every staff member across the district, and so everybody always enjoys that and looks forward to that, and we couldn't do that without the support of the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, and of course you here at the radio station as well for supporting that project. So thank you for that, and thank you to all of our staff and all that they do and supporting them for American Education Week. Also, recently, our fourth grade students, they're treated every year across the district for a flag etiquette program. And so in honor of Veterans Day and our veterans that we have, retired Army veteran Mrs. Leslie Hodges, she visited every fourth grade class across the district here a couple weeks ago and gave them information on the flag, the national anthem etiquette, and changes in the flag. And then they actually practiced folding a flag. And so it's just a great opportunity for our students to appreciate that and learn that skill, and we appreciate Mrs. Hodges for bringing that program to our students. Also, recently, several of our performing arts students auditioned for district honors groups. 24 of those EHS students were selected in orchestra, band, choir. Those students will perform in Manhattan on December 2nd, and you can see a complete list of those students selected on our Facebook page. And so it was a couple days ago that we posted that, so scroll back through there and take a look and see all of those people or students that were selected for that honor. We really appreciate their efforts, and congratulations to them. The hashtag Emporia Proud Moments would not be complete without a brief construction update. We always like to give a kind of an idea of where we're at with that. And at William Allen White, all the construction documents that the architects have been working on are complete, and they're all out for bid. So that's exciting for moving forward with William Allen White. Those bids are due back next week, and so we'll continue moving forward with that. Emporia Middle School and the Village Elementary are in their final stages of construction. There's just a few things in each place that are finishing up some finished work, installing an air handling unit at Village. And then Emporia Middle School has been using their brand new gymnasium. So if you've not been out to the middle school to see that new gymnasium, it's also a storm shelter as well, but it's just a great facility and much needed, and our students are already getting some good out of that and playing some basketball games in there. And then Timmerman Elementary and Riverside Elementary are about 85% complete, so they're moving right along. Construction is getting close to being finished. There's just some finishing work that needs to be done there as well. Fire marshal is scheduled for their final walkthrough at the end of November, and we actually anticipate getting that back, turning that back over to the district over the winter break. So super excited about that. And then just our final note is we have our students and staff will begin Thanksgiving break at the end of today. So we hope that all of our staff and students can enjoy some time away from school, celebrating the holiday with family and friends, and enjoy a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all. Delivered nicely, Mr. Langren.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You can come back anytime.
Well, thank you.
Good to have you here. Well, let's talk seasonal celebration. My gosh, not that far away, December 13th and 14th, so we have those who will be directing and making this the splendid event that it is annually, the USD 253 Seasonal Celebration. We'd like to welcome to our studios this morning Sarah Bays, Emporia High School Choir Director. Quite busy. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Thank you.
Pull that
right over close to you there. There we go. Thanks. Things going okay?
Going great. A little tired.
Well, you're going to be tireder.
Yeah,
you bet. After the next couple of days. So you're out at the zoo tonight, right?
That's right. First caroling performance of the season.
Okay, and then we'll see you at the Christmas parade Tuesday, correct?
You bet.
You always do a fine job out there. It's always good to have you and the students out there. And it looks like things are going to be pretty nice weather-wise next Tuesday, so...
Yep, looking like we're not going to be snowed on this year, which is not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal. So let's talk about the seasonal celebration and your groups that will be performing. What do you have that are going to be present at White Auditorium in December?
You bet. So the vocal music groups at the high school consist of Prelude Choir, which is our non-auditioned, mostly freshman group. And then we have Concert Choir, which is our auditioned large group of sophomores and upper grade levels. And then the Emporia High School Chorale is our large auditioned mixed junior senior choir. So we put all of those kids together for our seasonal celebration high school choir, and we're at about 100 singers this year.
100, is that average, normal?
It's pretty good, you know. It's not quite where we were pre-pandemic levels, but we're building back up to that. You know, my goal, I'd love to have closer to 150 over the next few years, but 100 voices makes a pretty solid choir, so it's a really fun experience for those kids to get to combine all together for this program.
Well, there's a lot of moving parts with the seasonal celebration, aren't there?
You bet.
You know, with you know, the bands and orchestras and the singers. So, well, how does this all work? How do you piece this all together?
Yeah, you bet. So we're each, you know, in our own classrooms during those class rehearsal times, preparing our own components, of which, you know, we each have a couple of pieces that are just, you know, for me, just high school choir, yeah, or just band, just orchestra, just middle school choir. And then we, of course, have a number of pieces on the program where everybody is performing all together. So right after Thanksgiving, that very Monday that we come back, we're going to start hitting it with combined rehearsals. So Monica will be bringing her students over to the high school. And that's always an exciting time to get the high school singers and the middle school singers together for the first time. It's really exciting to hear that come together. And then that very next day, we've got the first combined middle school, high school band and orchestra. So the instrumentalists start putting their components together.
So have the selections been picked? I mean, you know,
absolutely,
exactly what you're going to do?
Yep, you bet, you bet. You know, Lindell wants that program, you know, a few weeks ago, so.
It's actually being printed right now.
Perfect, perfect. So no changes at this point. All right, but yeah, so most of us start rehearsing for Seasonal Celebration immediately following our fall concert performances. That would be everybody except the, you know, the EHS band, who's still in marching mode. Yeah. So they do what they can and have some rehearsals before school as well. But the rest of us, usually mid to late October is when we have all of our selections set and we are rehearsing.
Well, what excites you most about the Seasonal Celebration? You grew up with this, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I got to be in Seasonal Celebration. My first year here in the Emporia School District was eighth grade. And I remember as an eighth grader hearing all the rest of the kids talking about this giant thing we were going to be doing and having really no idea what they were talking about. And there were so many songs we were learning. Like, how are we going to get all this done? And then getting downtown and getting to see it all come together, you know. So I think that's still kind of the most exciting part for me, is when we do bring everybody downtown to that first rehearsal at White Auditorium, and we get to see those students who are first timers in the program, and just the look on their faces. Some of them have never even been inside White Auditorium, and now here they are getting to use that as a performance space. And you know, for a lot of our kids, it's big. It's big time, and it's big stuff. And seeing especially our middle school students, watching those high school students, and you know, really feeling inspired to continue to be part of our performing arts program.
So it's a big deal, isn't it?
It's a big deal.
Well, and you can tell just by the attendance, too.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you bet.
Community really comes out to support it, and it's always a two-night event at White Auditorium, the 13th and 14th of December. Ticket prices this year, Lindell?
Yeah,
then?
Oh, yeah. It's a suggested donation of $5 for adults, and then any students, USD 253 students and younger, is free. So, like I said, suggested donation of $5 per adult.
And will there be a dress rehearsal opportunity, too, this year?
Yes, that will be on the 13th, so okay, that Wednesday at noon, and there's no charge for that.
All right. Sarah, thanks. Oh,
and
go ahead.
That's a big change for us. This is the first year that we are trying a new rehearsal schedule. So previously, our dress rehearsal has been Tuesday of show week,
yeah,
and this year we're pushing that to Wednesday. So our students will perform that dress rehearsal open to the public at noon on Wednesday, December 13th, and then we will still continue our first night performance that same evening on the 13th.
A change.
So dress rehearsal on Wednesday. Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Bet.
Always good to talk to you. Well, Glenn Woolard, Emporia High School Band Director. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to our studios here.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to have you. So how are things with the band?
Man, they're going great. We're just having a stellar year in the band program.
Well, I must say, nice job with, you know, your march, you know, through the football season. Literally.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And you look good in the Veterans Day Parade and performing at the Veterans Memorial Service. Thank you for that.
Well,
nice
thank
job.
You very much. It's always a great opportunity that we get to do that.
Indeed. So are we ready to go to get ready for the Seasonal Celebration?
Man, we're getting there. The band, you know, like Sarah pointed out, we had our marching season that just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, the end of football games and our last marching band competitions. We still have some parades left, but we've shifted to sit-down band rehearsal, working on our couple of pieces up on the stage, and we've got some morning rehearsals. As Sarah pointed out, we have some band kids who also play in the symphony orchestra for seasonal celebration, and that's a select group of band kids who get chosen to play those orchestra pieces, and so we have to meet outside of class. So we've been having 7 a.m. rehearsals twice a week for the last 3 weeks to get that music learned, apart from our two band pieces that we perform on stage.
So how does that work? How do you set them up for that?
Lots of practice. We have those kids turn in, they sign contracts and say, hey, we're willing to do this extra time and put in this extra practice. And so, yeah, that's a big piece of it.
So when you set them up, you know, logistically in the auditorium, are they still as one big group then?
Yeah, so the band will have two pieces where it's just the band and we're up on stage behind the curtain. And then from piece to piece, we've got kids running around backstage, getting down to the floor, going up to the choir, helping out with lights and all those things. And it's quite the logistical feat.
So how many members do you have this year?
So performing in seasonal celebration, the band is about 75 strong this year. And then our students who play in the symphony orchestra is about 30.
So are those numbers pretty average?
Sarah said, it's a little bit lower than before pandemic happened, but we're in the rebuilding process, and this year is just a huge step in that process, and we're really setting up for the future.
How are things looking? You've got new facilities out there at the high school, do you not?
Yeah, we do. That? They're great. It's nice. Okay. It's bright in there. We got bright colored walls and new carpets and all the things.
So do the kids get excited about playing in the seasonal celebration? Is this a big deal for them?
It absolutely is. And we try to really enforce or put into their heads, like, this is the 88th year, the 88th time that this has happened, and they get to be a part of that tradition. And that always stands out to young kids.
88 years.
Yeah.
That's some staying power right there. Isn't it?
It is.
You know, only the name has changed, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't grow up in this town. I came here for college in 2007, and I started working at the high school. And when I learned about this thing and got to start working with it, it was just like, oh, man, this is an incredible experience. So I didn't grow up with it, but it's just magical to be a part of it now.
So do the kids get a lot out of it, do you think?
Absolutely.
So you're part of the Emporia State Music Program up there. You're a graduate of Emporia State?
Absolutely.
Well, thumbs up on that. They got a great department up there.
They do, yeah.
Things going well. You're going to be ready. I'm sure you have them ready, right?
Yeah, we're getting there for sure.
Okay. Well, Glenn, hey, appreciate you stopping in.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's seasonal celebration December 13th and 14th at White Auditorium. Casey Hastings, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how are you today?
I'm great. Yeah. I'm getting excited for seasonal celebrations. Next thing on my list. So.
Okay, we pull that microphone down just a little bit there, Casey. There we go. Well, you've been busy, haven't you?
I have.
In the theater department.
Yes, yeah. We just wrapped up our production of Into the Woods, which is interesting because it's all the same, a lot of the same people involved in seasonal. So it's all of us having those long nights, and then we pick it back up and are ready for seasonal celebration in a few weeks.
So Into the Woods, I have heard a lot of good things about that.
Thank you.
And you happy with the way things went?
So happy. Yeah, it's one of my favorite productions I've ever worked on. So
yeah, and a lot of people attending. You had a good attendance too, it sounded like, too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Friday night we had a really big crowd, and both Thursday and Saturday were great too. So
we're huge, yeah. We have a pretty proud dad that works here at the radio station.
Yes, he should be.
And his daughter performing. So, well, congratulations on that. So
thank you.
What do you have the theater department handling for the seasonal celebration?
Yeah, my students stage manage the whole production, and they also run the lights and the sound for the event and anything other tasks as needed. So it's a really neat experience for them because they get a chance to manage something bigger than their own program. So they get to kind of see how managing a music festival would be, which is, yeah, it's real world training for some of these students that want to go into tech production. So, yeah.
So, yeah, so rehearsing and getting things ready, obviously, you've got to start now then, I'm assuming?
Yes. Well, a little bit, yeah. We set our team pretty early into the year, and then they start kind of scanning through that script and making notes about what they're going to have to do. And then we get a chance to go down pretty early and practice with the spotlights because I always have new students.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat. When I came, they were really set up where you have these older students training the younger students, and then those students move up and they train a new batch. And so it's really neat to watch those older kids train the younger ones on the spotlight or on the light board or the sound board. So yeah, it's a neat experience.
The kids excited about this?
Yes, they take so much pride in what they do for Seasonal Celebration. They love it.
Yeah, big event, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how many students do you have involved?
I usually take a team of 12. This year I'm actually taking a team of 14. I have a few more older junior and senior students than normal, and so I want to make sure that I've got enough underclassmen to take over. So
how about your overall numbers in the theater department? Pretty good?
Yeah, probably more than I can handle. It's great. The musical, we ran over 80 students involved.
Over 80?
Yes, wow. Yeah. So it's always a challenge to be sure everybody feels like they have their spot, but somehow they always do it, and they make each other feel really comfortable in the space. So, yeah.
Well, you're doing wonderful work.
Thank you.
Indeed, and yeah. A lot of rave reviews coming.
Thank you.
From what you have produced at Emporia High School with that theater department. So looking forward to Seasonal Celebration coming up. Casey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Monica Marcus, Emporia Middle School Director of Choirs. Hello, Monica.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great.
So how are the voices at the middle school?
Oh, they're really good. We're all really excited to get to do our holiday music. The kids are just, the 7th and 8th graders are over the moon to do seasonal again, and the 6th graders are blissfully unaware of how awesome it's going to be. But they've heard about it. They're getting pretty excited.
Well, talk about that excitement that you've been able to feel from those kids.
Yeah, so some of the students, right now, our sixth grade choir, rather, is pretty small. But some of them have siblings who've been in seasonal before, so they've heard a bit about that. And one of the songs that we're singing with the high school choirs is Bonsa Abba. And, like, I will hear them singing it in the hallways together. They really love the music. You know, kids, they're like the spark of the holiday season for a lot of people, so they're keeping it merry and bright.
So how are your numbers choir-wise at the junior high?
This year, we're going to have about 60 students for the middle school choirs perform for seasonal. And just like for the others, it's a little smaller than what we had pre-pandemic, but we're growing. We've had some restructuring at the middle school. So we're going through, for lack of a better word, some growing pains, but I'm feeling really confident about the voices we have. We have a really good, strong group this year.
So what is your rehearsal regimen?
Our rehearsal regimen. We, this year, meet every day, which has been really neat. And like Sarah said, right after Thanksgiving, we hit the ground with some combined rehearsals. And we, the middle school, is really lucky to be able to have a day where we go down to the auditorium and we get to practice by ourselves, since this is the first time for a lot of students that they've been to William Lindsay White. So we get to walk the red carpet, practice getting to our seats, all the logistical parts.
So how many numbers do you have that you'll be involved with?
We're going to have about 60 students.
Okay. As far as the selections that you'll be performing, how many in the seasonal celebration are you involved with as far as the middle school?
Middle school has two pieces on their own. One of them is Something Told the Wild Geese by Greg Gilpin, which is about nature changing into the winter and animals just knowing what to do. I love it. I'm very partial to it. I think it's so cool. And we also are doing Glad We Be This Day by Wolf, which is one of the students' favorite. They get to do some choreography. And then I think we have about 5 songs with the high school. and band that we sing, and orchestra.
Well, it's a wonderful presentation every year. Really a gift to the community is mm-hmm. what it is from it USD 253 and all of the talent that we possess that you bring onto those kids. And we thank you all for doing that. And we can't wait until December 13th and 14th, 7 p.m., White Auditorium. Sarah Bays, Emporia High School Choir Director. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
And Glenn Willard, good to see you in here, Glenn.
Hey, you too.
Yeah, Emporia High School Band Director, Casey Hastings, Emporia High School Theater Director, Casey, thanks.
Thank you.
And Monica Marcus, Emporia Middle School Director of Choirs. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much. Have a good holiday.
And Lindell Langren, he handles communications for USD 253 and handles it well.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, I would like to give a quick shout-out as well. Part of the seasonal celebration, we could not do without our maintenance department and our transportation team as well. Both of those departments are instrumental in getting the kids where they need to be at the right time and also getting everything set up. So I want to definitely give a shout-out to that group for our district as well.
Takes a lot of people.
It does. It does. It takes, like it takes a village to do it, but the results will be so fabulous next in December when we get to see that.
Lindell, good to see you.
Thank you very much for having us.
And that will wrap up this month's Emporia Showcase. USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder normally with us, but Lindell Langren filling in, and our guests keep us informed, kept us informed on USD 253's annual seasonal celebration, 88th year. Coming up December 13th and 14th, our showcase this morning brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice. Good morning, it's 8:48.
Israel's war cabinet has been meeting today.